Calling it a once-in-a-generation investment in America, President Biden has revealed his plan to overhaul the nation's infrastructure. The president says it would create millions of jobs and promote tax fairness while not ballooning the national debt. The president also vows results as grand in scale as the New Deal in this country decades ago. Now, the plan would cost $2.3 trillion over the next 8 years. Part of the cost would be covered by undoing former President Trump's corporate tax cuts. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil live in D.C. tonight with a deeper look at the president's plan. Joe.
Yeah, Robin, this is significant because for a long time, both Republicans and Democrats have been talking at least about the need to upgrade the nation's infrastructure. There's disagreement, though, on how to do it, on how big this package should be, on what exactly is going to go into it. Nonetheless, the president making his push, and that begins today for Congress to adopt this plan.
President Biden calls it a $2 trillion investment in American infrastructure over the next 8 years.
It's not a plan that tinkers around the edges. It's a once-in-a-generation investment in America, unlike anything we've seen or done since we built the interstate highway system and the space race decades ago.
It aims to fix the nation's crumbling roads and bridges and tackles climate change and racial inequity in an attempt to reverse course on the country's now 13th global rank on infrastructure investment.
If we act now, in 50 years, people are going to look back and say, this was the moment that America won the future.
The plan would pour billions into traditional infrastructure, $160 billion on roads, highways, and bridges, $85 billion to mass transit improvements, and $111 billion to replace 100% of all lead water pipes. Those items often get support from both parties. But Biden's plan goes further, aiming to tackle Democratic priorities like climate change and racial inequity, proposing big investments in programs like a $400 billion payment toward the care economy for in-home care to the elderly, $16 billion for fossil fuel workers to transition to clean energy jobs, and $100 billion for high-speed broadband internet to rural areas. Democrats pledged to do whatever it takes to get the plan through Congress.
It would be malpractice if we did not do anything.
But Republicans say the plan is a wish list of Democratic priorities, stuffed with progressive goodies that have little to do with infrastructure.
Less than 25% of the proposal that came out today actually goes towards building roads and bridges.
The biggest sticking point for Republicans, raising the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28% and adding measures the White House says will stop American companies from using overseas offices to avoid paying U.S. taxes. The president says because of the tax hike, the plan will pay for itself within 15 years. Even with the broad scope, some progressives in the president's party say the $2 trillion plan falls short. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, quote, "For context, the COVID package was $1.9 trillion for this year alone, with some provisions lasting 2 years. Needs to be way bigger."
Now, today what was unveiled is actually part one of a two-part plan, President Biden calling this the American Jobs Plan. The next part of this is going to be referred to as the American Family Plan, and we're not going to see details on that, according to President Biden, at least for the next few weeks. Reporting live tonight in Washington, D.C., Joe Khalil, News Nation.